Water, Thicker Water and Sewerage Company, Thawasco, has entered into a $15.4 billion partnerships with Danish agency, Danida, for the upgrade and expansion of its infrastructure to increase water supply. The project that is set to commence in January 2025, will take 36 months and will help end water shortage and rationing in the fast-growing town that is eyeing to be elevated into a city. Once complete, the project will undertake large-scale water supply, generating 70,000 cubic meters of water daily against the current 40,000. Thicker Water and Sewerage Company Chairman, Joseph Wakamani, addresses the press on their plans to address water shortages in the area. Company Chairman, Joseph Wakamani, said the project will entail setting up a new dam, expanding the Hania River intake connection, and establishment of a new water treatment site. Other works will include replacement and rehabilitation of existing water distribution networks, rehabilitation of the existing water treatment plant, and provision of new last-mile water connections. Speaking during a tree planting drive at the company's Kangoki sewerage site yesterday, the chairman said water demand is expected to increase from the current 60,000 cubic meters, once the town achieves city status, making the project instrumental in addressing water needs. He said the company has been relying on archaic infrastructure for water supply that was set up decades ago and which has been unable to effectively feed the ever-rising population. This will be a major project which will entail massive overhaul of our infrastructure. In certain areas, new ones will be established. Everything is in place, and we expect work to commence in January, he said. The company is also eyeing to benefit from water from the multi-billion Karaminu 11 mega dam in Gatundu North Sub-County, and which has been supplying water to Ruiru, Juja and Nairobi. Talks are ongoing and we hope to get additional water from Karaminu 11 dam. This will adequately address water shortage in Thicker and also boosts its quest to become a city, he said. This development will come as a huge boost to residents who have been forced to go without water due to rationing during the dry spells. Ingaliba member of the County Assembly, MCA, Joachim Njama, welcomed the project, saying it will enable the company to supply water to his semi-arid ward in the lower part of the county, where residents are forced to rely on water from the heavily polluted river Athi. We can't wait for the project to commence as we shall be assured of constant water supply in our area, where residents have suffered a lot due to lack of water, said Njama.